Congratulations.
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
And we are brought to you by A Free Palestine.
Yes.
Free Palestine.
Today, I believe, is a day 156 in the current siege on Gaza.
We're recording this on March 11th.
We are sitting at my kitchen table.
We're back in our original recording zone. Yes. I have been working with a small group of artists trying to get organizations to get on board.
Cultural organizations, specifically.
Yes. To get on board with PACBEAT, the Palestinian Academic and Cultural Boycott of Israel. So I just wanted to complain about some of the things.
Okay. Maybe we can brainstorm some problem solving.
Yeah, right? I just feel like, okay, let's start off here, Maysoon, by saying my experience with activism is long.
Okay.
The first time I did anything, I was 17. Okay. And I went to St. Mark's Church in downtown Toledo and met with 5 70-year-old men.
This sounds like your Portugal trip a little bit. Except for with lesbians.
To discuss getting Davis Bessie nuclear power plant shut down.
Sweet.
Outside
good job.
Of Cleveland. Aww. We didn't do shit, Maysoon. But it did terrify me about the government and corporations and the way they put our lives at risk.
Constantly. And really don't give a fuck, actually.
Whatever. We don't have to get into the weeds on that. Point is, I have passion, but is the competency there?
Yeah, the competency is there. Don't say that about yourself.
Thank you very
much.
There's
room for everyone to grow every day in our lives.
We all have a rainbow of talents
to give.
There
we go. It's so true. And finding out your talent is actually kind of challenging, I think, for me at least.
How do you do it?
I think you just recognize it when you see it. But sometimes it takes some like stumbling around to find it.
Yeah. Here, I'm going to tell you the things I've heard back from organizations.
Okay.
And then we can say, how could we deal with that?
Okay, great. Let's try.
Okay, here's one I heard from a gallerist. This person said that they don't want the gallery itself to make any statements. And I think that they were concerned that the artists that the gallery shows might have to face repercussions in their career and that they didn't want to have to cause that happening.
That seems kind of, well, I wonder if they have examples of that happening. It seems more likely that an artist who makes a statement is going to have repercussions against them than the gallerist that they're showing with.
Yeah, right. Who's going to kind of dig
in? That seemed a little bit like,
I mean,
from what we're seeing, it's the artists who are actually being targeted, not the institutions for the most part. And certainly not artists because of an institution.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then
that feels a little bit... It doesn't feel like solid reasoning to me.
It seems like kind of a little bit of a excuse.
Do we know if this gallerist has actively not made statements or stands for anything?
Not that rise to this level, you know what I mean? Where we're like, we're making a commitment and we are 10 toes down to stand by this moving
forward. So they don't have like a Black Lives Matter poster in their window, for example?
Straight up, no. Straight up, no.
Like so many places do.
Yeah, right. So, okay, so that's one. But maybe we can also rate how likely it is that I can actually have any movement.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that seems kind of fear-based to me. And so yeah. I guess I would want to dig into like what they were afraid of, really. Because to me, being afraid that the artists that they work with are going to be targeted seems really unlikely. Or that seems far-fetched to me.
Well, where I've been going with it, whenever somebody says like, oh, I would, but so-and-so, then I just go to so-and-so.
Mm. Like, I would, but so-and-so makes the decisions kind of a thing?
Yeah. Oh, or yeah. I would, but I don't know what Jiminy Jorkson would think.
Jiminy Jorkson.
And they're important to our organization. And then I'm like, well,
let's find out what
I need to know to go talk to fucking Jiminy Jorkson.
Good job. Are you really talking to Jiminy, too?
I'm talking to Jiminy. I have some. I mean, I kind of try to go to the easiest stuff first.
Sure.
And then if that fails, then I move to the harder nuts to crack.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can get somebody on and you say, hey, I got this the easy person on, check that out. And then the next person feels a little more emboldened.
Right.
Anyhow, okay, here's another one that's come up. Oh, this is public information, so I feel okay talking about this, but the contemporary curator at SF MoMA, Angie Du, has been pretty active in doing stuff about Palestine, mm-hmm. going to protests, and like
she had a fundraiser
for the UNRWA, mm-hmm. and
which was defunded by our fucking government.
Yep. And basically some like Zionist creep out outlet put that, like, found out about that and put it out to their like troll army, and then they stormed into the SF MoMA Instagram and were calling for her to be fired and calling her a Nazi and calling her all kinds of shit. And I understand why people are afraid of that kind of thing, but it's also like, is that like, when you really think about that compared to like the situation that we're trying to address, it's pretty lopsided there, right? Like, I think if we were like, hey, the occupation of Palestine would end if we all just like got trolled every day by fucking Trump supporters on Instagram. I mean, I would take that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Do we have any sense of how, like, what SFMO's response has been, or has
I haven't seen anything.
Nothing. So are they just ignoring?
I think they're just ignoring it. And I'm that honestly, that's better than a lot of shit they've done.
I'm sure they're having conversations on the inside, 'cause I'm sure some of their donors are freaking out too.
So, and then another like thing that people have said in like talking to people about PACB and stuff is just like, well, what does it matter what art organizations do?
Yeah.
And to me, I'm just like, I don't give a shit if we're trying to organize art organizations or fucking bait shops or fucking shoe repair guilds. Like, it doesn't matter.
It's pressure.
Uh-huh. It's all pressure.
Everyone should be doing something, and then the more of us that are doing something and the more institutions that are taking a stand, the more there's like larger pressure on larger political figures potentially.
Yeah,
that's the point. Like, of course San Francisco City, like, you know, when we pass that resolution, it's everyone's like, well, what's San Francisco Board of Supervisors have to do with anything? It's like, well, it's really about pressuring.
They represent the, what, 700,000 people of San Francisco?
Yeah.
So that's 750,000 people represented by these elected officials saying full-throatedly, we are against this.
Well, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, obviously not every single, not every 700,000, but their representatives are on board with it, you know?
Maybe even tens of thousands. They've got a lot of letters.
Yeah. And so, like, I don't care whether it's art organizations or what. All I care about is these organizations represent groups of people in the United States that need to be aware of what's going on, and they need to stay aware.
Right.
And so I just think that with PACB, if the siege ended tomorrow, and I hope it ends before that, even if like Gaza goes out of the news, organizations that agree to this boycott will have to think about that for the rest of their existence.
The occupation.
Yeah. And so I think that moves the ball forward on awareness.
Yeah. I posted on Instagram yesterday this state quote that I thought was really useful. And the reason speaking out is so important is that it lowers the perceived risk of those who are still silent and have something to say. Your courage matters. Your words matter. Every voice is a key to unlocking another's. Let's say it together.
Free Palestine. We went out to motherfucking Fort Mason the other day. Speaking of utopian visions.
Bonnie Ora Shirk, legendary Bay Area artist.
One thing she did, though, Mason, was she fucking started that farm over there near Potrero.
It's called The Farm.
The Farm. Potrero and Utah Street?
It's Potrero and like the highway, basically. It's, you know, right over here in the Mission.
Maysoon, I gotta tell you, I knew that there was like a thing over there where like hippie artists live, but I didn't know all this history. And I know it's not now.
For some reason,
the same
I didn't realize that was the farm, that specifically. I knew it was in that area, but I thought it was more near the farmer's market, the Alemany farmer's market,
Okay.
So I was very confused until quite
they really
recently.
Laid it all out for you.
They
with
really
maps
did. They had all
stuff.
These great maps, mm-hmm. But there was a barn, a cafe, all sorts of, like, you know, there's a dance studio. She just had these incredible drawings of the the space and the proposals.
They had like Chip Lord out there doing stuff. They had all the artists, the Bay Area artists of the 70s flowing through. They were doing fucking circus workshops, trapeze shit. Okay, I don't know if they had a trapeze.
They probably did, though, knowing them.
And they motherfucking were doing chickens. And then...
They were doing chickens.
They were fucking having chickens on top of TV sets. They were really getting it going out there. Do you know any more about the legacy of that project?
Like where it is now?
I mean, I feel like obviously this was like a huge inspiration to so many artists in the Bay Area that it worked with, like horticulture and...
Well, think about Amy Franceschini and...
Yeah, exactly.
For sure.
Victory Gardens.
Victory Gardens. Mm-hmm.
All that kind of stuff. So that's huge. She also had some very, very saucy collage work, including...
The collages were incredible.
Very phallic banana.
Well, that was just an element in one of the collages, but it was...
Well, it was a nuss. It was a penis.
Kay was determined to find some kind of...
We were driving
to the... in the fucking mic. Are you... That's some serious ASMR.
We were driving... I think it's like the opposite of ASMR.
Really? No.
Okay, Mason, talk about the nusses.
Sorry, not that we should really be filtering all of Bonnie Aura Shirk's work into a single nuss.
That's through her, like, being associated with Chip Lord and doing a collage of a nuss. Let's only look at her through patriarchal lens.
Yeah, let's not. Let's just not. Let's just not, Kate. Anyhow, I'm doing weird. There were really great collages in there, which I don't remember seeing in her work, but these drawings with like color pencils and markers, but then also she had used all these stickers of like fruits and animals and all these things to sort of like...
I really liked some of the collages. It was just really beautiful. As artworks.
Yeah.
But a lot of them were also like proposals that she was bringing to do these like public garden projects. And, yeah. Another thing I thought was cool was the diagram she made of the farm and then just rolled up and carried around and like took to everybody in the neighborhood.
Like her proposal to discuss.
Yeah. And she like was, taking this weird big collage artwork basically and being like, let's make the dream come true.
Was it this one?
I miss the 70s.
I think it was this one.
Are you missing the 70s right now?
Not really.
Yeah, me neither.
I came to terms with the 70s a while ago.
Okay, but Maysoon.
Well, Kate and I did get a great idea for our 10-year anniversary at the show.
Yes.
We'll disclose that later.
Coming up in June.
Maysoon,
June is so soon.
I know. We're just going to do it the best we can. What's wrong with you? We're not having it another time.
Should we? Okay, fine. That was going to be my...
You're like, let's postpone it 5 times like we do our recording sessions constantly.
We put like 9 episodes between episode 299 and 300. Do you remember that?
Maybe we should just do a whole day of recording episodes as part of our anniversary.
And then just record like just 300 episodes.
Basically.
And
well, then not 300,
we'll kind
maybe
of parcel
like
them out over the next few years.
No. Over the next few years. God, that's going to take a lot of planning. Forget it. Scratch it.
Okay. Well, we were thinking for our anniversary, instead of trying to do a fucking 3-ring circus.
Which is what we were initially thinking.
We're going to have a little relaxation kickback.
So one of Bonnie's projects was the Hibernation Festival.
Yes.
At the farm. I don't know when this was. But I just love that idea. We want to have just everyone come in and like lay down and relax with us.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we should give people stuff like mushrooms and shit.
Really?
Everyone's on mushrooms now.
I can get gummies.
I think that people...
I can't be responsible for people tripping. I mean, that just sounds like too much.
We don't have to be responsible for them.
Yeah, we do. I can't be having people going crazy.
Somebody will just leave a pile of mushrooms, and if people take them, that's on them.
No? I can't do it.
Maysoon, why don't you ever want to be irresponsible with me?
I'm just not relaxed enough.
You think it'll make you have a tight butthole?
I mean, I think if you get me drunk, then I don't care about anything.
Okay, great. Okay, so I'm making some plans here on the side. Okay, great. So that's what we're thinking of. Okay, then after we went to Fort Mason, we took a long drive over to Vallejo.
To personal space.
Uh-huh. Would you consider Vallejo, is that like, where is
what
it?
Are you saying?
Is it?
What are you trying to say about Vallejo?
Is it the East Bay? It's not the North Bay.
It's not the North Bay.
What's Crockett? Is it even part of the Bay Area? It is.
I think so.
Yeah. I'm so sorry, Vallejo. I didn't mean to question
that. Don't listen to us, Vallejo.
Yeah.
Please.
Okay. Well, we went to Vallejo. We went to personal space. It was my first time there.
Mm-hmm. And it was so funny as we were, Kate and I parked around the corner and we walked by. As we were walking down the street, I look at the building. I'm like, oh my God, that's such a cute building. And little did I know that was actually personal space. Mm. Adorable. Don't you think?
Yeah.
It's really cute out there.
It's a very sweet little building.
It's like a little lilac purple on the outside. It's got these cute tiles. Mm-hmm. It's got a cute little, like, just the architecture is very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a pretty busy street. It's not, doesn't quite feel neighborhoody to me, that street.
Sure enough. To be fair, though.
It's like having your gallery on Cesar Chavez.
Yeah. Well, yeah, totally.
Right. Which is in a neighborhood.
It's a neighborhood.
For sure. But
you can't just walk out into the street and play like roller hockey.
No, you best not.
Be playing roller hockey.
Be careful.
Were you going to this art
Why
show
are you
thinking
doing
you were
that?
Just going to strap your blades
you know
on?
What? Just pop yourself in someone's driveway and play roller hockey there.
Yeah.
But friend of the show and Kate's very good friend, Jay Panza,
mm-hmm.
curated an exhibition there called, do you remember?
Quark.
Mm-hmm. And I will say, well, one, we love Jay.
Or is it
and
Quark?
Huge congratulations to Jay. It's a beautiful show. Please go see it.
Invite Jay to curate in all your spaces.
Yeah, I think Jay should get more curatorial opportunities.
And any opportunity, really.
And any other opportunity. Yes, I'll just repeat that. But it's funny because when I walked in, I was like, wow, this space is musty. What is going on here? They should really open the windows or the doors. They need to get an airflow going. I was going off because here's the deal. I have a really strong sense of smell. I'm very upset if I can't.
You do.
It's like, it's one of those things. I've had it since I was a very small kid. And so when something has a strong smell, I notice it and I can't just let it go. I got to go on and on about it in my brain. And then I realized as I was walking through the show that it was fucking part of the show, which is brilliant and amazing. There was a perfume called Damp. And boy, was that accurate. It was amazing. I love when show exhibitions fuck with all of your senses or multiple senses other than just the visual.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate that aspect of the show for sure.
Loved it.
I was sitting on a little mushroom shelf. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Cute little mushroom shelf.
Who was that artist?
I don't know. I have the list somewhere. Remember I stole the list and now
now
I can't. Do you want me to go get it?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Keep talking.
What did I do with my phone?
We're so fucked.
People Mason doesn't know all the
weird
stuff I've been up to, so please don't tell her.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Here.
Thank you.
Here. Don't. What are you trying to listen to?
I need to apologize to everybody.
For what?
I don't know. It's back in the bay. I don't know if he wants me blowing up. Oh, really?
I'm not sure he's ready yet.
I'll bleep it.
I just gotta explain to everyone what the fuck is going on. It's annoying.
People, you know who I'm talking about, and I need to specifically apologize to you, and I will see you very soon.
I'm really glad he's back.
Under a rock with us.
You have been, or he has been?
I have been. I just feel like...
Well, the world is disgusting.
Right? Okay, so...
And we're expected to just move on, like nothing's going on. It's shitty.
Yeah.
Our day-to-day existence is fucking shitty.
It's very hard to function right now. Because of the state of the world, but also just because of my own brain. Okay, here's the deal, Maysoon. Jesus Christ, there's some weird-ass shit in this show. The material list of some of these.
That one piece in the front, too, that was on the low wooden platform that was all porcelain. They almost look like shells.
We just keep eating.
See what I'm saying? Don't you think it's kind of like ASMR here? Listen closely.
No, Maysoon. Misophonia. That's going to trigger people's misophonia.
Oh, God, it's so gross.
Ugh. Maysoon has misophonia, and she's triggering her own misophonia. Okay. Aroma Molecule.
There you go.
So that piece was by Augustine Zegers.
Nice.
Damp from 2022. And it is an aroma molecule, a glass bottle, and mycelium.
Mm-hmm. That's the little mushroom shelf.
Freako shit. Mushrooms.
Mushrooms, see?
Mushrooms,
they're coming up everywhere.
The future. Fungus is the future, Maysoon.
Future fungi.
Okay.
Oh, maybe that should be the name of our anniversary show.
I really like this one, too. For the work, but also just for the list of materials, Miller Robinson has a piece called Spirit Level Bead, and then in parentheses, testosterone.
That was confusing to me. It looked like a little level.
Mm-hmm. I think
the
testosterone was inside there.
Like, that's liquid?
Yeah. Plastic testosterone cypionate and cottonseed oil. Yeah, testosterone. Some trans guys take testosterone from injection, and so it's in a little liquid bottle. Oh, it's like bottle. A liquid
something. Yeah, okay, got it.
It's clear liquid. So that's very cool. All the whole work was really cool. Get out to Vallejo. It's always wild. It's always wild in Vallejo.
I had a little bit of a panic attack, personally. Not because of Vallejo, just... this is on no
it's
one.
Just the it's art. Me. We're in the art
being
crisis.
Being in the midst of like a bunch art of people world is a crisis right now.
It's a crisis. The art world is in crisis. Okay, one another thing. Can we go back to the PACB people and their excuses?
Oh yeah, let's like scatter those into.
You want to hear the most disgusting one I've gotten
was there
so
a disgusting
far?
Disgusting one.
Okay, well, it wasn't disgusting, but it was like kind of like I don't know how to.
Well, not disgusting like chewing into a microphone disgusting, but other disgusting.
Well, let me just tell you, and I'll see what you think. Okay, and nothing against this person, even though they're wrong on this. one person just said, I don't think boycotts work.
Have they heard of South Africa? God. Where are people coming from? I mean, seriously.
Look, Maysoon, I gotta get completely real with you
I'd
right now.
I'd rather people just say, I don't believe in Palestine. I'd rather people just be completely offensive than say stupid shit like that.
Yeah, or just like, I don't care. Like, yeah, I think care. It's bad, but I don't care.
I don't want to spend my time like this.
I don't think this is gonna... I mean, I think for, you know, this person is like, I don't think this is gonna do anything. But I'm like, okay, then what's the harm? You know? Like, what's the con of doing it if you think it's just not gonna do it? Like,
also, it's a whole thing. It's like BDS didn't just start fucking yesterday.
No, and like PACB has been around for 20 years. Literal 20 years. You know? Like, I don't know.
It's not a thing for them because people like them aren't fucking signing on.
Yep.
It's like, you're the one who makes it a fucking thing, honestly.
Yep. A thing how?
You're the one who makes it impactful or makes it work because you sign on to it.
Right, yeah.
That's what I'm
That's
saying.
That's the thing.
It doesn't exist unless
we
sign on
It'll
to it.
It'll work
Duh.
If we do it, babe.
That's what I'm saying, babe. Nope. Okay, let's think of examples that are non-BDS related for people.
Besides South Africa?
Well, no, not BDS at all.
Oh.
Like, my shoe fell off. Okay, well, then tie it. I'm trying to think of like what's a comparable analogy to BDS. Do you know what I mean? It's probably not the shoe falling off and then having to Velcro
Wait,
it.
Wait, that's really good though.
I'm trying to think of something that's totally out of
you're going for a metaphor
get
here.
Out
we're
of
trying
there.
To use our
Just
poetic.
Get completely out of people's freak out around
we're
politics.
We're poets right now.
You know what I mean? Let's put some of these things together for people. Let's make a list.
We're poets.
So when
Wait,
you
we're making a list?
No, not right this second.
Maysoon, my
I mean,
Virgo
so
boner exploded.
Oh, because you love lists?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Let's make a list.
Oh, great.
We both have list paper in front of us
yep,
and pens.
We're
so we're
ready to go.
Really
we got a
prepared.
Long piece of paper.
Okay, so my analogy was a shoe falling off, which doesn't really make sense quite.
Well, I like, okay.
Do you know what
I
I'm trying
know.
To say? You
For
know what
me,
I'm trying to go to, right? I'm trying to find, you know what I'm trying to do.
No, I'm with you okay. completely.
And my point was like, let's make a list for when people make those analogies. We can we'll say those things. We could say, okay, well, what about if you think about it this way?
Okay.
We got to convince them through this other, like, we got to like flip their brain for a second.
Right. Yeah. Good. Make,
know what I
this
mean?
This is exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we got
to
do that.
I don't
that.
Think
we have
just
to work
sitting
more on
there
that.
And like diagramming it out and just going like debate club on somebody is going
to
work at all.
People
you
like to
have
do.
To fucking find a way to sorcerer. We're artists,
we
baby.
We have to sorcerer it.
We got to fucking get our sorcerer shit going. This is why the writing...
I'm going to start wearing a purple scarf.
Great, me too. This is why the writers, because the Writers Against the War on Gaza, WAWG, check them out. They've been really good at getting literary organizations. I
let's,
mean, obviously they're writers.
Let's get in with them. Are they, do they, is there like a local
oh, no,
branch?
Yeah,
or?
We're, the artists I've been working with,
okay.
we're working with the WAWG people
Okay,
too.
Great. So we got to talk to them about this
yeah,
project.
Yeah. I mean, I think what everybody has learned through all this is just that it really is an individual case-by-case thing. There's no one way to approach an organization or mm-hmm. a person that really fits everybody. And it's best to already have a relationship.
Okay, what doesn't work without input?
What doesn't work without input?
Like, something will not...
A computer?
Okay.
Is that too highfalutin?
Yeah, I think we need even
okay.
more basic.
Input. Well, like turning it on.
How about like a light bulb?
Yes, yes.
It's good. Going to be dark Everyone until you turn the light bulb. On. And then you can see more clearly and farther. Does that work? Is no, that too crazy? Wow.
Okay. Okay. So like there's a, so the situation here is there's a thing that definitely works. Okay. But the problem is you have to do it. For it
you
to,
have to participate in it
it
for
actually
it to
has
work.
To happen for it to work
right okay this is insane and okay. so good and it's important
well yeah we're just really going galaxy have... brain right now so like no, okay no, we're, I'm
we're
like
gonna,
hey
we're gonna we'll
okay here's
it out.
The deal here's the deal you're gonna have a party
okay
and you're inviting your friend you're saying hey I'm gonna have a party are you gonna come and they're like no parties ever happen and you're like what
they're gonna be like it's not gonna be fun
I think they're like I've never had
parties
a party
don't exist.
They're like I've never had a party work and I'm like well have you ever tried to go to a party and they're like well no
oh right so that's the thing
And I'm like, actually, parties can happen if people show up and have the party.
Yeah. Okay.
You thought they couldn't happen because you never go to them.
Okay. How about a board game, too? We can do a board game analogy, I think, could be
okay,
good for some folks.
Okay. How do you do
that? Well, board game requires participation.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So you can't
You set
win?
Up the board game and the pieces don't just start moving by themselves.
No.
And so you're like, I guess board games don't work.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So we've got a board game. We've got a party. We've got a light bulb.
I don't think the light bulb.
Wait, it does though.
No, it does.
I feel like the light bulb is like, oh, I can't see what's over there. Well, it's dark. What if you turn the light bulb on? Then you could see what's over there.
God, I love it. Are we just losing our minds?
I think we're actually geniuses.
Oh, good. This is, it's always that fine line. Oh,
it really is. Okay, I'm going to take a note of our current suggestions. We're going to keep working on this, listeners.
Of course.
Thank you for.
Please call in.
Actually, call in with your ideas.
You need metaphors.
We have brilliant listeners.
There's nothing more powerful than a story. And a metaphor, guys. And you can bring them to us at 419-351-6606. You can call or text that number. Email us. congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. Sure enough, we deleted our Twitter. Did we start a new thing?
Fuck X.
You're calling it that?
Is
Should
that
I
what
just
it's called?
Delete my own account, too?
We need to acknowledge who owns it.
There's just
the
a few people on Twitter it. That I...
That you
don't really access anywhere else.
Okay,
you know?
Well, you can keep that. We don't need to be on Twitter.
Isn't Elon Musk going
to
die soon?
Should we be on TikTok?
I'm on TwikTwok.
No, the podcast.
How do we do that? Like videos
know.
Of us? You don't want to make videos.
No. Maybe I should. Maybe I should start doing CPT videos of me doing dance memes.
What?
And then people can listen. Well, become obsessed with us. No, just, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just making shit up now.
Well, that's all good, Mason. Okay, I'm trying to think of my other pack B people being...
That one just feels so lazy to me. It really makes me mad.
Just boycotts don't work vibes?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
that's
so
just...
lazy.
I mean, a lot of these things,
feels
I
really
think
lazy.
People aren't really saying what it really is, you know?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think people are scared.
There's something else. And then...
I wish we could help people not be scared. I mean, I'm scared too.
Sometimes I feel when I'm having somebody resistant and I feel like maybe there's a chance that they can come around. They just need a little support, emotional support. I might try to just find somebody else who knows them better, but I know they're on side
yeah.
with Palestine
sort of like,
and to try to get that going. I don't know. Nothing is a total thing I found that is perfect.
That's true.
I really liked the lab, how they just did a horrible statement, got completely roasted by their entire community.
Publicly, it was amazing.
And then completely did a 180 and then committed to PACB. Like, that was bananas. I kind of wonder, it's Andrew over there who's the ED now, right?
Let's interview him.
I would be interested to hear from him.
I've been wanting to just talk to him anyhow, but
he just had a baby.
Oh,
he is
congratulations,
a brand
Andrew.
New dad. And unless he had another kid already.
We don't know anything about you.
We really don't.
You just moved to the Bay Area as far as we know.
I know that
from
I was
LA?
Really bullying him. I was not being cute to him. Mostly I try to be really kind and cute to everybody I talk to about this stuff.
That statement didn't say Palestinian or Gaza. It was bananas. Like, abhorrent. You cannot. It was like, you are basically erasing us by not. But like, just don't say anything.
It was like a mean. It was worse than not saying anything.
It was.
And then he made the right, and then he completely turned it around. And I'm like, hell yeah, Andrew, I'm totally on
because
with you
this
now.
Is a leader who recognizes where he doesn't have information that he needs, and that his community has that information, and he actually should listen to us.
Yes, and I
it's
think
it's great. It's a shared. We should do this more often. Like, rely on the people who know more than you. It's okay to admit you don't know everything. It's fine.
We're all in this together,
know?
Guys. Like, let's just erase individualism out of the whole
kinda,
equation.
Fuck this shit.
Okay. The other thing is, I know that's much easier said than done.
Don't take two bars of soap. I see you like hovering
around. I'm sorry. another thing I heard was, a weird thing I heard, not from a group in California, but from another state. Mm. They were concerned about the legality of it.
Of PACP?
Yeah. Mm. And I'm like, I don't think so, because the thing is, you would never be discriminating against anybody based on nationality, and I think that's what's the protected thing there.
Yeah.
Because you can still work with individuals if they're Israeli citizens, but they have to be pro-Palestine. You know what I mean? Like, they can't, their work and their rhetoric and their everything can't be normalizing or supporting Israel. Mm. And so, you know, PACP
makes that clear.
Yeah. And they say straight out, like, we're not for anything that targets individuals based on their nationality. So that one you might be able to just kind of go in and logically tell them, like, no, that's factually wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to deal with the next thing they want to say.
Right. And there will be a next thing.
Yeah.
It's the thing.
So anyhow, I'll also say that lots of folks have just been like, yeah, let's do it. And it was super easy. And
should we shout out some of those folks, or they're not really?
Well, sure enough, Real Time and Space.
Okay, we can shout out. Great,
yay.
Perfect. Good job, Real Time
also,
and Space.
Also, Pacific Sawworks, the new gallery over there in Oakland, right near MacArthur Bar.
Oh, yeah.
I'll post the whole list because the Writers Against the War on Gaza, they'll put a little thing for each group if they send them the information that they did it. They keep a list.
Oh, cool.
So check that out.
I noticed that. I went to a few organizations this week for different events, and I noticed that SOEX, they had a couple Free Palestine posters in their window, in their office window, which is visible from the door because it's all glass. But they had Jessalyn's poster and also Lucasa's posters in the window. And that was a noticeable shift, like visual shift, which I was excited to see. Val also recognized, like, when she gave her introduction to the panel that was going on, she acknowledged, like, what day it was. Like, it was day 149 and the war on Gaza, basically, which I also appreciated, like, just saying that along with everyone's, with her, the land acknowledgement and other kinds of acknowledgements.
Yeah. Oh my God, Maysoon, we didn't talk about the fucking YBCA CEO stepping down.
Oh God. Okay, God.
Should we not?
No, we can.
I mean, I was completely shocked by that.
You were shocked that she stepped down?
Absolutely. I was like, because I
feel like because she was interim and clearly she,
I didn't know that.
She was an interim director.
Oh.
I mean, she'd been there for 2 years, so it's sort of like, really, are you interim at this point? I don't
know. I wonder if they're close to getting a new person in, and or I don't know.
It doesn't even seem like it was in the process.
Okay, good. That person was about to jump into a nightmare.
Yeah. I mean, boy, we got wind of the letter pretty immediately, you know, and so I of course sent that to everyone I thought would be interested. I was like, here's the letter, because the Chronicle, of course, as newspapers do, pull out, you know, specific sections that they think are the most interesting or whatever, most, what's the word? I don't know.
Topics.
I guess. So there, I feel like the Chronicle article was fine, but it didn't really give you as much as the letter gave you.
Sure.
But in that letter, you know.
You mean the CEO?
The CEO's letter.
I don't know why
resignation
they call him
letter.
CEO.
Because it's YBCA and that's what they do.
But the, the resignation letter.
Resignation
the
letter.
CEO over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was so weird.
It was a 4-page letter in which they not only said that they felt, you know, unsafe and needed to, you know, just leave the organization.
Yeah.
But that they also went into like talking trash about
they
the previous
really
director.
They were really shit-talking. Yep.
Which I thought was like, whoa.
Wait,
I kind
who
of
was that? Deborah Cullinan?
Yeah. which I kind of got some satisfaction out of reading, to be quite honest.
Oh my God,
because Mason. Well, because I feel like YBZ took a real fucking plunge as far as like their
what the fuck is a Dreamhouse
raffle?
Their
commitment to the arts, you know, or the visual arts in particular. I just feel like all of a sudden they weren't working with visual artists anymore. There weren't exhibitions. It's very confusing to find out what they were doing. The curators are gone. They were taking like, I don't know. It was just a weird model, and it was interesting to kind of read that. I loved the diss on the raffle, the house raffle.
Dreamhouse raffle.
The Dreamhouse raffle. It was a weird letter.
I'll put a link to that in the underworld.
To the letter, yeah.
But I also thought she trash-talked the artists really bad. And
yeah, she did.
I mean, she said that, like, you know, this action didn't happen in a vacuum. You know, there were also people handing out offensive literature, which I know
the
for
flyers
a fact
that, were there, yeah.
that was just the list of demands that the artists were putting out. And one of the demands was to get all the Zionists off the board of YBCA.
Right.
Which completely makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. It's like demanding that you get all the like Republican
all the racist
donors. Yeah, well, there you go.
Off
exactly.
Your board.
Yeah, it's like you have
that's
fucking.
That's basically what that is.
Yeah, it's like get all the Steve Bannons off. So that, I mean, yeah. If you're going to an organization trying to, you know, move them on where they're standing with Palestine, of course you need the Zionists off their board. Like, that's, you have to do that.
I mean, I would be okay with, like, trying to do some education first.
Sure,
and
yeah.
See if that can shift some things, but if
well,
not,
hey,
then
if you can get them to stop being Zionists, then you don't have any Zionists
mean.
On
like,
your board.
If we can work with the group and figure out if we can shift.
There's many ways to not have,
you know,
Zionists on your board.
Right.
Yeah. That's very smart, Mason. That was a very diplomatic.
You know how I am.
I feel like you're all over the place.
I just mean to say, as a Palestinian, it fucking pisses me off that I have to also be diplomatic. Or not, I don't have to be, but I feel like I have to be.
Right.
Otherwise, I get called
well,
like,
I feel like
a terrorist
you're kind of,
or something
oh,
stupid.
Lord,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
100%. But I do feel like you're kind of all over the map where you're like, well, they can literally go to hell.
Yeah, I do feel like that. I think deep inside I feel
yeah,
that way.
But you also have a very acute business acumen that you know.
See,
how
I think
to,
that's one of my skill sets right
how
there.
To make a sale. This is what I'm talking about, people. We got to become better salesmen.
Salesmen. Maybe we should go to like car salesmanship school.
We all got to read all the books by Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Isn't there a movie or something we can watch instead?
I love that.
I'm not reading any of those books. You know that.
Okay, well, we're going to be working on all that. Should we? What do you think, Mason? How are you doing?
6:49. Is that really the time?
Should we wrap it up?
We should wrap it up.
Okay.
Well, yeah. We have 4 more minutes.
Four more minutes? How?
It's 6:46.
Well, what do you think?
Do you have anything last to say?
Let's go 2 more minutes.
2 more minutes. Go.
Okay. Okay. Let's just do a quick shout out. Kathy Aoki has a show somewhere.
Go to that. Go,
okay.
Kathy. Go, Kathy. Sorry, this
Kathy,
will be...
where's your show? I don't have a phone.
We'll put it in the underworld.
Kathy will come. Kathy
just
invited
in
us.
Put it in the underworld.
Oh, I'm putting it in the underworld. I'm putting it in the underworld.
You're wasting
I want to think it's
time.
In San Jose. Get out to San Jose. Get to the North Bay.
Go,
get to the South
go,
Bay.
Go,
East
go,
Bay.
Go, go.
West
go, go, go.
Bay.
Get all over the bay.
Yeah.
Go to the bay.
The peninsula.
Get in the bay.
Get in the bay.
Take a ferry. Get yourself in the bay.
Take one of those cold dip. You know, people
oh,
are doing
God, don't
cold
do that.
Plunges.
It's just gonna
if you're,
be so cold.
If you're getting all stifled emotionally, and I understand that, you need to get that vagus nerve going. And you do that by jumping in a cold plunge.
Do you really?
Yeah. I mean, yes, they do say that works.
If anybody wants to go to the Kabuki Spa with me, they've got a fucking cold plunge that I take 10 hours to get into.
Oh,
it's
my God.
Because so
you're just like put your toe in and then go back.
I literally feel like my leg is going to fall off. It's because I take so long. I'm really bad at the cold plunge as I get older. It's really bad. I used to be great at just jumping in.
I don't want to do that at all. They're really into it. The
Who's
leg.
They?
All the like fitness, wellness, like psychology people.
Maybe like, wonder if like just like eating a lime would do the same thing.
Yeah, just have a terrible experience. I think it's just really have a terrible experience that will stop.
Oh, but be careful.
Well, yeah, but like, you know, Like, same as,
because your body gets completely roll around thrown and into overdrive. Roll around in gravel. You know, that's not a terrible experience.
I just want to put out there, I hear often that alternative, if you can't get your whole body submerged, you can just make a big bowl of ice water and put your face in.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep.
You could also just try taking a, sometimes my acupuncturist says alternate between a cold shower and a warm shower.
Yeah.
So you could maybe try that also, maybe as like an initial sort of like moving towards the ice water challenge.
Makes you feel kind of bad will help. I'm going to be thinking about polyvagal theory and how we can use it to get people to sign on to PACB from the bridge.
To the other bridge in Free Palestine.
To the island in between. This has been
Congratulations Pine Tree!